It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time and at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, February the 19th, and we are back live from beautiful Austin, Texas, with another great program. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is here to make it run. We have another great show in store for you, and let me tell you what the lineup is. Joining us once again, a friend of the show, a regular on this program, we will have fitness expert Jeremy Robinson joining us from right here in Austin, Texas. And Jeremy is the owner of Austin Holistic Fitness and is a fitness and nutrition coach. And he'll be talking about exercise and disease prevention. And later in the program, Austin's favorite salsa and Latin jazz band, The Brew, will be joining us. And we'll be playing some of their music, and they're always fun. Also, Laura Galazunas will report in from the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, the paradise south of the border. And I will be talking about some simple steps to beat the blues. Throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me while we're on the air, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address is drmara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com, and my Twitter address is marak. And you will be able to hear this evening's program again by going to my website later this evening, and the link to the podcast, along with all of the website links that are given by my guests during the program, will be posted there later tonight. And my website is drmarakarpel.com, that's drmarakarpel.com, and you can also hear the podcast as soon as 5 minutes after the program ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information from previous shows, to listen to previous shows, or to check out updates about upcoming programs, or to read my blogs in Huffington Post and Thrive Global, and find out any other news related to this program, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. Go to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears for the podcast. And for the latest information, follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. If this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing right here in Austin, Texas, and also in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers, and for the past few years have been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, check out their website, heroesnightout.org. Want to contact me? Question? Something to tell me? I would love to hear from you. Send me an email to Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com, or go through my website, drmarakarpel.com, or give me a call at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. All right, so we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, Jeremy Robinson will be joining us on the phone from right here in Austin, Texas, to talk about exercise and disease prevention. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
To brothers of the sun, to children of the moon at night, one sees the stars, one hears the bird in flight. Like the beauties in the sea, they live their lives in harmony. One sees the waves, and one hears the song it brings. And Micah's out to play, and Nathan's here to stay a while. And don't go so far away, right behind.
Watch him, here he comes.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
And And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us once again on the phone from right here in Austin, a friend of the show and a regular on this program, fitness expert Jeremy Robinson. And Jeremy hey, Jeremy. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
I'm doing great. So I'm actually out in the country. I'm actually driving back toward the city right now, so the signal will just get better and better as we talk.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great, actually.
Great. Just as a reminder, there's a slight delay when we talk like this.
No problem. I've got it. I can hear you just fine.
So Jeremy, before we start talking about the topic, why don't you give our listeners a little bit about your background?
So a little bit of background is about 16 years of personal training. I've had about 7 different certifications, a kinesiology degree from Sam Houston State. I'm a certified nutritionist and health and fitness coach, holistic coach, and I'm just doing really cool things here in Austin, working with a few thousand people so far, and getting them healthy with nutrition and fitness and corrective exercise.
And you own Austin Holistic Fitness, right?
Yes, I do. Here in Westlake, it's called Austin Holistic Fitness. We've added the and nutrition because it kind of gives it the more holistic roundabout feel. Because it's not just about the fitness. The nutrition is obviously the part that keeps you the longevity and sustainability of a really solid health program. So, yeah, it's a really fun thing to be doing here in Austin.
So how long have you had Austin Holistic Fitness?
So it's going on 5 years now. Isn't that great? Yeah. It's been such a journey, and it's just going well. So, the results are that people are getting healthy, and that keeps the people coming in because they want that knowledge and that.
You know, you've been on the show many times, and we've talked about many benefits of exercise. And I'm really interested in talking this evening about the benefit of exercise in preventing disease. Can you talk about that? What
sure.
sort of illnesses can be prevented with exercise?
Well, we could talk about the obvious first one, which is going to be, I say obvious, but it's diabetes, which is, you know, as you break diabetes down, it could be more of a collective of things where metabolic syndrome and, you know, obesity and blood glucose levels, all these things individually are impactful on the body, and then collectively it's called diabetes. Exercise
mm-hmm.
itself can help really eliminate many of those individual pieces. Let's just start with glucose, for example. You start exercising, your body starts using up some of those glycogen reserves, and also your body's, you know, what you've been eating, and you're using that energy, and your body is going to be able to regulate better with more muscle mass, and higher metabolism in general, using that energy that you're inputting into the body. So just one off the bat,
mm-hmm.
we could easily talk about a few more if you'd like.
Sure. Well, you know, in terms of diabetes, you know, it's such an epidemic in this country. And, part of the cause of diabetes, right, is is obesity. Right.
Absolutely.
So
mm-hmm.
exercise helps to decrease obesity, right? We lose weight when we exercise very often.
Exercise is a key component to a very successful program. Without it, you are missing a huge key component, obviously. Obesity is an important, it can be the cause of diabetes. Obviously, we know there's diabetes 1, diabetes 2, so separating those ideas as one causes the other. Obesity and diabetes 2 are the most common links. And exercise, absolutely. You get moving, you get your body, sweating, you start burning the program that allows for, weight loss. and not excess calories, because obviously you can't, you know, out-train a bad diet. And so exercise, getting that, and it has to be an everyday thing. I mean, I used to be a big, you know, proponent of like, all right, let's work out 3 times a week. But now with my clients, they have homework, and they need to do their homework because it shows. It makes all the difference, that 30 minutes a day of just moving. It doesn't have to be incredibly intense. It just has to be movement, because our bodies as humans crave movement. It's part of the 4 profiles of what I talked about when I look at what makes you human being. It's like, well, we got genetics, and, you know, and then the idea of epigenetics, how things are triggered. And then we've also got a hormonal profile, which is incredibly important for metabolism. And then we have our nutritional profile, which kind of, you know, moves about the hormonal profile. And then at the end, we have a movement profile. And without that, it's kind of like, why are we eating? So if you're not really eating to move, then you're just not eating to live. And I don't feel like that's a great way to put purpose to what you're, why you're consuming calories, because we're human. We're made to move. So that's one of the reasons that it prevents diseases, because once we stop acting like humans, our bodies stop acting the way we want them to, which is to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, we talked about weight loss and, you know, obesity and diabetes, which, you know, interesting, you just, you know, when you talked about that, it wasn't just about weight loss. It was that it has a more direct effect on decreasing blood sugar than just losing weight, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the you know, when you have the movement and your body is challenged in a really healthy way, especially with proper physical movement that your body can adapt to, then your body, in that stress, it uses and opens up gateways of energy in your body, where if you have that gateway of energy that are open up, your body is now using that stuff, and it's not just stuff that's trapped. And that really leads to your body being able to have a solid repair system, a solid immune system, and be able to take out some of that stress that's in, like, inside the body, or even toxins, because exercise can be toxifying. Your lymphatic system gets to move. I like to describe that as, like, well, if you take away the trash guys, you know, your neighborhood, after a while, your garage is full of trash, there's no one to take it away.
And
the body, if you don't, then you have that trash that builds up. There's nothing to really take it away. It'll self-regulate some, but it starts to slow down, and exercise boosts it. And the more you can get that stuff to clear out and be consistent with that clearing of that lymphatic system and all that movement, you're going to have a healthier immune system, a healthier just white blood cells, a healthier ability to, like, you know, eat good foods and do fun things, because your body is able to adapt to the stresses that you put on it.
Yeah, and that kind of explains, you know, I heard recently that research finding that people who exercise regularly, not over exercise, right? Like, you can totally stress yourself out if you overtrain, but really, you know, do good exercise regularly, that it prevents the common cold. So you've kind of explained some of that.
So the common cold, a virus, or anything like that, these are going to be more of an opportunistic organism. If it's given the opportunity to be able to replicate, and the immune system can't do anything about it, you get sick. So that's basically how that works. And if you have a body whose immune system is strong, because it's constantly ready, it's not in this dormant state and then has to catch up. Imagine, like, you know, you like to work out in the evening because your body is already kind of primed to move, and you've been moving all day, and you feel loose. And it's harder to work out in the morning because your body's kind of cold, stiff, and you just woke up. You don't want to just jump out of bed, right? So exercise all the time keeps your body primed and ready to take on some of that environmental stressors, or viruses or flus or bacterias, opportunistic things because your body is always ready and your immune system is constantly boosted because of the stress that it thinks it's about to be placed on it. So you trick it in the best possible way to constantly be on the ready. And so prevention there is awesome. Also, whenever you exercise, you tend to want to feed your body healthy food. And that healthiness that you, that vitamin C, those vitamin D, the vitamin K2, name the things that you're going to be in vitamins and minerals from healthy eating, that's going to also keep you healthy in the sense of opportunistic things can have a harder time being able to replicate your body because your immune system is there. So it's a catalyst to many things. Like, why are you, are you really going to work out hard and then go eat like McDonald's? But, that's obviously one on the radar for, like, a not healthy item. Are you going to go and eat this fast food after you've just done this really satisfying workout? No, you crave vinegar on it. That sounds amazing. So, because you want to feed that body. You want some, like, organic chicken, and you want some things that go into your body that are going to have to, like, you know what, that workout was great. I want to make the most of it. How do I do that? Well, if I have a good meal, a healthy meal, then that'd be great. Put that with, doing your friends that are constantly sick and they never work out, they eat terrible, and they're always sick. Well, their immune system, their body's inflammation is so already on such high alert or in a bad way that it's already stressed out. So if anything else jumps into your body, it's already too busy dealing with all the other stuff to, like, get this virus kicked out of your body. So, being consistent with the exercise can keep you from, one, being sick for as long, and two, the whole componentry of being a healthy person is less sick in general because of the immune system boost that you get from it.
And so, have you heard anything about, preventing even more serious immune diseases, like even cancer? Do you think that exercise helps with that as well?
So, for cancer, my personal opinion, the biggest thing is nutrition for that, okay? Exercise itself is not the key for that one. Nutrition is. For those that have, like, dementia, or that have a genetic predisposition to that, nutrition is obviously going to be a big component. That's always those things. But if you are exercising, there's a whole circulatory system that, like, right in the bottom of the brain, near the brainstem, and entire circulatory system. If you're exercising, it's pumping blood to those areas, and you're actually getting more blood flow, more healing, and you got through the derma matter, movement between the skull and the brain, and that white matter, gray matter thing, movement that's happening, and that all those components are together means your body is constantly replenishing nutrients to the brain, and you're going to have a better chance to keep your memory and your body on great alert. So,
yeah, so it can actually help us to keep dementia from, keep it at bay. Maybe get it, may not totally prevent it. I don't know. Could possibly, but maybe it sounds like what you're saying, it can kind of keep it from happening sooner rather than later.
Dynamic movements that really help with making you use the brain, things that are kind of complicated, right? Challenge the brain training, essentially. These things can be great ways to keep your memory and cognitive, in check, and also respect. So you got to know where you're at. If there's something going wrong, you're like, this dynamic movement's very confusing. I wonder why. And that's very far from your daily activities. So you can kind of catch that stuff way, way early because you're doing something very, very complicated with your body and with dynamic movements that end up, I wonder why I can't really remember this, like, 15th position. I wonder what's going on. Maybe I need a little
memory boost. And you do some nootropics or something to work on that, or vitamin B supplementation methylated to work on that. And you catch something way, way, way early, instead of it just getting to the point where you don't really know your body and you don't have awareness. And it gets so bad, it just comes down to, oh, and that's,
mm-hmm.
and that's really, I think that's kind of where you can catch it way earlier if you have awareness in your body, and that comes with exercise.
And that, you know, that topic of dementia makes me think of another cause of dementia, which is stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Can exercise prevent strokes?
So prevention of strokes is going to be, again, nutrition, start off, okay? We'll just keep coming back to that. But exercise itself, if when we're talking about the plumbing system, the lymphatic system, we're also talking about the entire body, which is just a plumbing system. And
mm-hmm.
the more that you can move things throughout the body, you can unstick some things in there. Your body's inflammation is low. Arteries and arterial walls don't have the inflammation. Things are going to move a lot easier. So the idea that it's going to prevent stroke is just, again, part of the whole system of being healthy. You have to get the circulatory system moving to allow those blood vessels to keep flowing properly. And so
mm-hmm.
I'll go with yes, exercise properly, eat well. Both those things together are going to help and prevent a stroke. You know, in the long run, your body is healthy. And so, you know, healthier people tend to have less strokes, right? I mean, that's just
right.
Like, that's what
right.
it is.
So it sounds like the two together are really important, exercise and nutrition, right? It's like
absolutely.
You can't really do one without the other.
You can exercise with – you're right. You can't do one without the other. You know, for people that eat generally healthy, exercise is very powerful. They just don't even realize that they're eating that, you know, as well as they are. They're like, this is the way I've always eaten since I was a kid. I don't know why is Jimmy eating, you know, 5 hot dogs and 6 bowls of ice cream in a day, right? And someone else was like, I would never do that. That's like,
uh-huh.
that's not even how I grew up. And so
right.
some people by default are already eating well, and then adding in exercise is the only thing that they need to do. And they live that beautiful, strong, healthy life with just that little addition of exercise, and it prevents all these different diseases. Common colds can actually be remedied slightly because of the boost in the immune system and the catalyst for eating healthy and exercise and disease. I mean, you know, you got to get moving. So move.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
so
know,
what,
if somebody doesn't, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, if somebody doesn't have the ability to move yet and they need coaching, right, find a personal trainer, find somebody that helps you move, and it doesn't have to be lifting weights. I'm not just a weightlifter. I'm a mover. I like to dance. I like to two-step. I like to
mm-hmm.
dance improv and really be able to just move my body, and that's plenty. And you may have seen me in the last year or so, and do I look pretty healthy?
Oh, yes.
And so
yes,
I actually
Jeremy,
you
look very healthy.
I haven't lifted a weight in a year and a half. I work on my
wow.
nutrition and my body weight mechanics, being able to do calisthenics, simple things, you know, getting up out of a chair, really activating my body and my glutes when I stand up each and every time. And, you know, these things keep me from my tendons getting sore because I'm getting older. So all the weightlifting and stuff, it's hurts. So I've created new ways to be able to challenge the body, build muscle, without having to just do, you know, wrapping those curls out. So I just want people that are listening to this to get motivated to get up, Google some dance studio nearby, and just start
mm-hmm.
with, you know, just some Zumba if you need to. Just something just to get your feet stepping laterally. So
right. So, you know, if it's fun and if people enjoy doing it, they're more likely to stick to it, right?
Every time. Just like
mm-hmm.
anything. And, you know, absolutely.
Right. So what do you do over at Austin Holistic Fitness?
So at Austin Holistic Fitness, we have an 8-week nutrition program or holistic health program based around nutrition, but it also includes an entire week of personal training in that 8 weeks to allow you to understand what detoxing and cleansing, how adding back in fats and proteins into your body feels done right, and eating for your body and moving for your body. It's a personalized program, and that program is yours. It's about you and your journey, and by the end of the 8 weeks, you've lost weight. You have a better sense of awareness in your body for moving, and you can repeat that on your own after the 8 weeks as many times as you need to, and that's or want to, because it's a lifestyle, and it's not really something that's meant to be, oh, well, I did this paleo thing, right, and then I did this ketosis thing. It's a lifestyle of eating low glycemic foods, foods that don't raise your blood sugar, or meals that don't raise your blood sugar. And when you keep in that nice range, you know, a healthy body, less stress, a healthy body holds a healthy weight. So that's how it works.
Do you do any online coaching for people that are outside of Austin, or is it all in person?
We do online now. So our Skype sessions are going to be on Tuesday evening and on Sundays and Saturdays. So if any of those times are available, which seems to be pretty common that people are, we do our Skype session for the 8-week program where I will walk you through each week of your homework, what you're doing for the week, and making it really, really, really easy to live a lifestyle that it promotes a healthy weight and also mental clarity, energy, all those, you know, things that people look for, including myself, on a daily basis. Like, let me get off these stimulants. Let me get off these, ibuprofen. Let me get off these, you know, things that are trying to just kind of help mediate your day because your body doesn't feel good. There are ways around those things. So that's what the 8-week program is going to, you know, part of it. It's, everyone's journey is different. Everyone does it for a different reason. Either they want to help me, they want to get off medication, they want to lose weight, they want to learn how to be aware in their body, or like the, another woman who just signed up 2 hours ago, she her reason for it was, I need to know. I've done 6 different diets, but I still don't know how to do what how to eat. I know what to eat. I don't know how to eat. And that's a very interesting perception of, you know, there is a difference between knowing what to eat and knowing how to eat. And the knowledge behind that is like, well, you got to ask a nutritionist, you got to ask them what it is, and then figure it out. Or not figure it out, we help you figure it out. So that way it's individualized for how you need to eat, okay? Because if I just say, eat this, eat that, you know, it's not always correct, depending on how everyone's bodies respond to food, so...
Right. And we all have different ways of metabolizing based on our genetics. So, you know, does have to be individualized.
Well, we have a metabolism test just for that. So it'll actually, it's a machine that will actually test how fast and what the number is for your body, how many calories you need to consume a day, period. So,
wow,
that's
great.
It's very simple. You take that number. Play it, you're my fitness pal. Eat within the number, magic.
So how can people contact you or find out more about you if they're interested in Austin Holistic Fitness?
So their website, AustinHolisticFitness.com, is a great place to go. Or even on Yelp, Austin Holistic Fitness is a great place to go because those reviews that you see on there, those are your results. To the people, like those people are the ones that each person individually has done something for themselves, and you'll see where your journey calls to based on somebody else's success, and that's very important because knowing that somebody else has the same struggle and we've helped that struggle is, you know, that's a game changer.
Great. So I'll post that on my web post about this show, Austin Holistic Fitness. .com. And thank you so much for coming on again to the program, Jeremy. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. I love your questions, and I really appreciate you helping everyone be educated on exercise and fitness and nutrition. These are things that are loves of my life, and I want other people to really not just be like, oh, it's fitness and nutrition, but really it's about embodying longevity and in your own body and being around for your grandkids and your great-grandkids and having a really high-quality life because you know how to take care of yourself.
That's right. That's right. Well, you have a good evening and careful driving.
Thank you so much. And
All right.
I will talk to you very soon.
Yes, we'll speak again soon. Take
awesome.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to take a brief break, and we have lots more to come. We'll talk about beating the blues, and Laura Gelizunis and Puerto Vallarta is joining us, and we have the music of The Brew, and they'll be joining us. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Go.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpel.com.
All right, and we are back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaricarpel.com. And now before I talk a little bit about beating the blues, just some news. Last week, we videotaped my interview with the guest who was in the Austin studio with us, and we have been doing that ever since the beginning of 2016, videotaping when the guests are able to come into the studio, and those videotapes are uploaded to Vimeo.com, Vimeo.com. I don't know if last week was uploaded yet, but it will be soon. All of the other ones have been. And so if you go to Vimeo.com and put in a search for Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years, it will take you to the page that tells you how to watch those videos. Also, I have been contributing recently to Arianna Huffington's new online magazine, ThriveGlobal.com. Three of my blogs have been recently published there, and there is another one to be published this week. So keep your eyes open for that, and you can see all of those on my website under blogs or publications. And you can also in the same place see all of the blogs that I have been, that I have written for Huffington Post for about a year and a half. And I really urge you to like my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, because any new thing that comes out, any news, updates about this radio show, my blog, and anything else is posted there in real time. So if you're following my Facebook page, you'll see everything that's happening. And the big news is that my book is almost done, and we'll be starting to let out bits of information about it and get ready for publication. So stay tuned for more information about the book, which is the first of several books. All right. So now to talk about beating the blues. So a couple of weeks ago, we had on the show the barefoot doctor, Stephen Russell. And when he was on the program, he talked about his training program, the 100% anti-depression training. And he sent me the link to that. And so his first video in that kind of gives a really good description of depression or even just feeling down or feeling blue, which sort of got me thinking about ways of overcoming the depression. A lot of what I have spoken about before on this program kind of fits with this, but I've also then gone through all my favorite books and pulled out some tips that I think would be really helpful. I think right now a lot of people are feeling really stressed out with things that are going on in the world and even just things that are going on in our lives. It all trickles down to our personal lives. What happens in the world affects us. And so with that ongoing stress constant, it eventually has the effect of wearing us down and it making us, if not feel depressed, then feel kind of blue and feel just worn out. So his description of depression, which I thought was really great, was depression is pressing down on yourself. And expression is pressing outward, expressing yourself. And the more inhibited your expression is, the more you are by default pressing yourself down and in. And so when you keep pressing, it reduces energy to all of your organs, including your brain, which creates a lack of brightness, a lack of motivation, and continues this inward pressing. So I thought that was really interesting and a really good description, because the way that I see depression or even just feeling blue is this feeling of wanting to withdraw and pull yourself into kind of like a cave and almost go into, when people are depressed, they're like bent over and they're holding their body in, while expression is more outward and people are standing taller and they're going out and doing things and being around people. So I think that that's a really good visual picture of the difference between depression, pressing in, and feeling happy and uplifted, which is expression and expressing yourself outwardly. So it kind of made me think about how important expressing ourselves creatively is toward preventing depression or preventing the blues or getting ourselves out of the blues. So one of the ways of getting ourselves out of the blues that I think is really, really important, and I have said it before, but now I have a reason that really makes a lot of sense is music and art. However you express yourself creatively, whether it's any type of artwork, any of the arts, whether it's music, playing music, playing an instrument, singing, or it's dancing to music, or some sort of artwork like drawing or painting or writing, or cooking and creating a delicious meal. Any of these areas of art help us to express ourselves outward rather than pressing ourselves inward. So that is really important, and I think it's really important to do something like that every day, some form of creative expression. For speaking, spoken word, really, you know, amazing. I've heard amazing spoken word performances that are just extremely creative. So any form of creativity helps to actually prevent depression or help us to get out of that funk of feeling down. And then, of course, another way of pressing outward and expressing ourselves in the world rather than pressing inward is just what Jeremy was talking about, and exercising. So find a form of exercise that you can do if you have any kind of injury, that it's still okay for you to do this form of exercise, and that you will continue to do, that you enjoy enough to continue doing, whether it's dancing or walking, or some people like weightlifting or yoga or acrobatics or gymnastics or whatever it is. And that expressing ourselves outward through moving our bodies helps to prevent depression. So that's another disease that we can put on that list, and disease prevention for exercise. And in the process of exercising, you're also getting the circulation going and increasing circulation to the brain, which is important for preventing depression, and getting more energy. You're creating more energy in your body, and that feeling of vitality, which is important to prevent depression, and releasing endorphins, which are those natural mood elevators and pain relievers. So pain tends to cause depression, and if we can release the pain relievers, our own natural pain relievers, it helps to prevent depression. And Jeremy has talked about this before. There are many other things that exercise does to help with physical pain, not just that release of that pain reliever, but actually gets to the heart of preventing pain and getting to the cause of pain, and rebuilding muscle and tissue that might have been injured by creating more circulation. And another way of expressing rather than depressing is by socializing and getting around people. And you know, when we're feeling down, we don't feel like being around people, but if we push ourselves to be around people, then we start to feel better. And some people have anxiety about being around people, and if they're depressed, they feel like they have nothing to say, or they're very self-conscious. So if you can kind of move your self-consciousness aside and forget about how you appear or how people think about you, and decide that it really doesn't matter. We're all kind of looking kind of strange at times, or, you know, that's not really important. You focus on the people that you're talking to and enjoying their company rather than focusing on yourself and how you look or how you might appear to them. And getting out in nature really is another way of expressing ourselves out into the world rather than depressing ourselves into our own little cocoon. With nature is extremely powerful in decreasing feelings of depression and laughing. Laughter immediately gets us out of that negative feeling. So just watching a funny movie. These days, I don't even like to go to dramatic movies. I just go watch funny movies, because if I can go to a movie and laugh for 2 hours, I feel like a different person when I walk out. I've had a stressful week. Going to the movies and just laughing or watching something funny, at home, just changes everything. You know, laughing about what's going on in the world. If you can find a humor in some of the things that are upsetting to you, it changes your perspective. And then, of course, eating well is very important, and sleeping, getting enough sleep. We've spoken about all of those. But I want to jump over here to a couple of little exercises that you can do to help you to immediately deal with a stressful or upsetting situation. So Michael Neal, who's a best-selling author for Hay House, and he has a radio program on Hay House Radio, and Michael Neal was a guest on this program when it first started, when I was on local radio. And so, I've had several of his books, and that's why I had invited him to be a guest, because I love these little exercises that he has in his books that are really easy to do and really quick to change your mood. So one of these exercises is called Mickey Mouse Therapy. And what he recommends is that you choose something that you'd like to feel better about in your life. So something that is upsetting to you or depressing to you or anxiety provoking. And on a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is awful, terrible, helpless, and 10 is wonderful and completely resourceful about how you feel about it, rate it. Rate it from 1 to 10. How do you feel in relation to this something that you really want to feel better about in your life? And the second step is to talk out loud about it for at least 3 minutes. And when you talk out loud about this thing that is bothering you that you want to feel better about, he suggests, and this sounds kind of funny, but he suggests that you talk about it in a high, squeaky Mickey Mouse voice. Okay? And he recommends that you really go for it. Slightly squeaky won't do the trick. So you really have to go really, really squeaky, high-pitched voice and talking about this thing that feels terrible or horrible or you feel helpless about. And if you feel silly talking in a Mickey Mouse voice, try hopping on one leg instead while you talk about it. And if serious, something as serious as your problem, then talk in the Mickey Mouse voice while hopping on one leg. So you see where this is going. You want it to be as silly as possible while you're talking about this very serious, upsetting issue. And notice what's different when you think about the situation after you do that for 3 minutes. How do you feel about it on a scale of 1 to 10? So you're kind of resetting your perspective. Remember I said laughter really changes your perspective. Well, this Mickey Mouse exercise can also change your perspective about something that's really upsetting. And another exercise in this book that I find really helpful and something that I've done for myself many times is when you're feeling like your needs aren't being met or you feel so stressed out that you want somebody to come and take care of you, jot down at least 3 simple things that someone could do to make you feel loved and cared for at that moment. For example, you might have bring me a cup of tea and a cookie, rub my shoulders, tell me that they love me, and then do each one of those things for yourself as soon as possible. And if that feels weird and uncomfortable, feel the discomfort and do it anyway. Because we can't always get somebody to do those things for us, even when we have very close people in our lives and loved ones. We can't get them to do it for us right in the moment that we need it. And really, it's important that we know that we can get it from ourselves. That's even more powerful. And when we get it from ourselves, we can do it any time that we need it. So do that for yourself as soon as you feel that need. And then put your hands on your heart, close your eyes, and tune into your body and ask yourself, what can I do to take better care of myself right now? And then do it. So, you know, a lot of us are busy taking care of other people, and that's a really wonderful thing, helping other people and having people in our lives that we really care about, that we want to take care of. But if we can't really be very good at taking care of other people if we're not taking care of ourselves first. And, you know, you may have heard this many times, many caregivers hear this and when they go to, you know, how to take better care of yourself as a caregiver, but I think it really holds true. Just think about when you get on an airplane and the flight attendant says if the oxygen mask drops down from the ceiling, put your own mask on first before helping the person next to you. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, it's very difficult to take care of someone else. So you have to take that time to take care of yourself. And that's not being selfish. It's self-care. And self-care is really important. And that's what prevents depression, taking care of ourselves. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Laura Galazunas will be joining us from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where the retirees are taking very good care of themselves and helping other people. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Watch Vicente, he lies in his hammock, teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senoritas, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That part BCT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place.
Punta Mita time.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpell.com. And now joining us on the phone from Paradise, Jorge Lizudez in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where it's all the retirees. Welcome, yes. Laura.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are things in Vallarta?
Well, a little rainy today, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, is this cloudy, rainy season?
Kind of a little fluke here.
Okay. Is it rainy season right now?
Oh, no, not until the summer.
Oh, okay. Okay. But plenty to do even in the rain, isn't there?
Well, there's always stuff to do here, so definitely. Nice and cool today, that's for sure.
That's nice.
So I don't have to worry about it being warm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff going on.
And all the retirees are there now, right? It's like the heart of the high season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It definitely, you can definitely see a change in the population. There's a lot of people in town. There's a lot of stuff going on. Tonight, the Vallarta Chamber Orchestra has a concert.
Oh, nice.
So a little culture for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of other, lots of stuff coming up. A lot of people are getting ready for the Academy Awards. So there's a film series of, I think, 6 or 7 of the Best Pictures nominees are going to be shown at mm-hmm. a place called the Jazz Foundation. So there's listed times and dates for those. So you can at least know what the movies are before Academy Award night.
Right.
Not that I know.
When are the Academy Awards?
I don't know, in a couple weeks.
Know? Oh, okay.
No. Coming up.
All right.
I know there's some parties here somewhere.
There's always some kind of award show, so I lose track.
Yeah, there's always an award show somewhere, but I would imagine it's sometime the end of this month or the first weekend of March, maybe.
Okay.
I have no, I don't know. But the movies
are they showing all the nominated movies?
They're showing like 7 or 8 of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's all of them or not. And I don't know too much, do I? Anyway, a bunch of those will be shown at the Jazz Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of charity events.
Yeah. So what sort of charity events are going on right now?
Let's see. There's the Duckathon.
What's that?
And this Duckathon. It's the 8th one. They put these
Duckathon?
Little plastic ducks with numbers on them in a swimming pool, and these bikini-clad guys get in and pick out your duck.
Okay.
With your number on it, and then you win a prize. Kind of a take on the old child favorite.
Yeah, where does that money go to? Does that go to a charity?
Yes, that goes to, it's called SATAC, and that is the Community Health Center, which provides all kinds of essential services, you know, to the community, physical, mental health treatment, referrals, education.
Uh-huh.
They also help people sign up for federal health insurance, and they do free HIV testing and treatment.
Mm-hmm. Great.
They provide infant formula for children of mothers with HIV and several other things. So all the money goes to them.
Okay. And I know there's a lot of animal rescue kind of charities there.
Yes, there are several, more than several. Most of them have had their events already. mm-hmm. their big events, but they can always use volunteers to help with the spay and neuter clinics, which there's three or four different groups that hold them almost every week in and around mm-hmm. the Bay, so you can help with them. There's Peace Animals, there's the Colina Clinic, there's the PER Project on the island does clinics on Sundays typically when they raise enough money. So, yeah, lots of stuff
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the, you know, I was just talking about self-care. And we were talking about exercise. So what sort of exercise and, you know, things can that people can do for their own health, exercise, meditation, yoga, what's going on there? I know you have a very lively community and very active community down there.
Oh, definitely. The yoga community is very big. There are several studios. There are also yoga classes on the beach. Some of the condominium complexes have a private teacher come in, and you can do yoga with them either in the gym facility that they have, or they even do them on the beach or near the beach.
Uh-huh.
And the same with meditation. There are several groups that meet on the beach in the morning or in the evening, and it's just a matter of finding them. There's a mm-hmm. magazine called Bay Vallarta that I think there are Bay Vallarta online as well, and you can find the yoga classes and meditation classes near you. There are pretty many of them. Some of them are only once a week or twice a week. And so you can find those. Lots of exercise classes. There's hiking groups, biking groups.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of activities to keep you busy and fit.
Uh-huh. Any dancing groups? Any dances going on there?
Dancing groups. I know there's some salsa classes, and there was tango classes for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think salsa would be real big down there.
So, yes, you can definitely find some places that have classes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I know that Divana Yoga, which is in Puerto Vallarta, she had, Anna, the owner, had a pretty big retreat going on for yoga with, she tends to have some big yoga stars come into town and do these
yoga stars. Wow, see, there's something I don't know about.
Yeah. In the yoga world, there are celebrities.
Of course there
yoga
is.
Yoga celebrities. Yes, that are well known.
Oh, goodness. I'm out of the loop on that one.
You know, every area of interest has celebrities, right?
That would be true.
Yes, right? Like I've had you know, diet and vegan celebrities on this show. So,
oh, for sure.
Yes, within that world, yeah. So, okay. So,
well, there's also tennis.
The tennis.
There's
mm-hmm.
tennis clubs. There's bodies. There's
mm-hmm.
all kinds of gyms. There's taekwondo.
Are they still doing the stand-up paddling?
There's still stand-up paddle boarding.
Mm-hmm.
You can find there's all kinds of aerobics classes, calisthenics classes, boxing classes.
Uh-huh. Boxing,
you name it,
wow.
You can. Oh yeah, you name it, you can probably find it. CrossFit, swimming.
Wow.
I found the magazine
online. Mm-hmm. That's great.
But yeah, it's bayvallarta.com.
BayVallarta.com.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The online magazine. But it's kind of more, I don't know, I'd almost say it's like like a directory instead of a magazine. Because
okay.
they go through and they list all kinds, you know, like, you know, workshop guide. Well, there's meditation workshops here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all
mm-hmm.
kinds of art classes
uh-huh.
and theater classes and, oops.
Wow. you pretty much can do anything you want down there.
Oh, for sure. Music
and
classes.
The weather's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. There's plenty to do.
And the other magazine that's online that tells about different events would be
BandarasNews.com. BandarasNews.com.
Right.
So, yes, you can find out what's going on there as far as charity events and, you know, other new Mexican news.
Uh-huh. And if people are interested in looking for places to buy, let's say, for next high season, would it be a good idea for them to come down now or just look online?
Now would be a good time to start looking for next year. It is definitely a buyer's market, and
uh-huh.
they can contact me. They can go to my website, PuertaVallartaCondosForSale.com,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a whole list of condos and houses that are for sale, and if not there, I can certainly find you one that they may not be on the list. But now's a good time to look and, you know, check it out, rent it if you can. You know, and
mm-hmm.
make a purchase, you know, in another year or so.
Well, that's good to know. It's a buyer's market.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'll be
hundreds of places to choose from, literally.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, that's good news for anybody who's looking.
Oh, for sure.
And you can help them with that.
Yes, I definitely can. If they have any questions about buying in Mexico, I can certainly answer those questions for them.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Gloria, so I guess you didn't hang out at the pool today, huh? Too rainy?
No, it didn't. Too rainy. Little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some things done around the house.
Okay.
Nursing an upper respiratory infection, so.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, you know, the weather is so beautiful there most of the time, and there's so much going on that you need to have these days to force you to take care of other indoor things, right?
That would be correct.
Right?
Otherwise, you just blow it off.
Right. So that's the silver lining. And you don't get any snow and. You know, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, so.
That's correct.
Right. All right. Well, don't have too much fun there in paradise and before we speak to you next. are you available in another 2 weeks?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Well, then we will speak to you then.
Okay. Have a great evening.
All right. You too, Laura. Have a good evening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to take a brief break. We're going to play some music of our upcoming musical group, The Brew. They'll be joining us right after this break. So don't go anywhere. Enjoy the music, and we will be right back. And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to the beautiful music of The Brew, and joining us on the phone, I have Michael Rodriguez from The Brew, the Austin's favorite salsa and Latin jazz band. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Just so you know, there's a slight delay when we...
Oh, okay.
All right. So Michael, before we talk about your, you know, where you're playing and all of that kind of stuff, and I know that there's a topic that's very important to you, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background about The Brew and how you got started and who's in the band?
Okay, The Brew goes back many, many years, all the way back to 1970. Well, actually, if you want to count our high school years in 70, you know, in the late 70s, we moved here to Austin. We moved to Austin in 1981 and started playing on 6th Street. And we were doing more like jazz and R&B stuff, and that continued on to like the... We actually started off doing blues and rock when we were in Brownsville, blues, rock, and country.
Uh-huh.
In our high school years. And then we moved to Austin. Well, we moved to Houston first, and we really got interested in doing jazz and R&B stuff there. And then we moved here, and that's kind of where we started taking off. We actually, back then we were called a homebrew, and then when we moved here, we changed the name to The Brew. Because I felt that would fit the music more. You know, we combine lots of musics together, like many styles, different like rock, jazz, world music. But back in the 80s, we were doing more jazz and R&B. I really got interested in doing that. I was fell in love with George Benson, Earl Clues, guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, John McLaughlin, Al DiMeola. And then when, in the late 90s, how this happened was we started playing with more Latin style players, and we ended up turning more in a Latin style, and I was playing a lot more nylon string guitar, flamenco guitar, and we got hired for a gig called at Miguel's club, where I was actually setting up at the Elephant Room, and this guy named Miguel walks in, says, "Hey, heard you guys got fired from Top of the Mark. Do you need a gig?" And I said, "Sure." And that's how we started, you know, kind of got into the salsa scene, because it was more of a salsa. It was a Mexican restaurant that a lot of the salsa crowd was going there. I remember for weeks we were getting booed because, you know, we weren't, you know, we didn't have it for salsa. So we recruited a couple of players in the band that knew that style of music and kind of helped us out on it. And this is where we're at now.
So you reinvented yourself.
Oh, yeah. In music, you have to always reinvent yourself. Otherwise, you just stay stagnant. And we've got many styles of bands that we still play with right now. Like, you know, if we're playing at the Elephant Room, we do a jazz thing with, you know, Joe Morales on sax. And, you know, we got me and, you know, my two brothers, Mark and Joe. Mark plays bass, Joe. He's the percussion player, also plays harmonica.
Uh-huh.
And when we do blues. And then we also got Dylan Rodriguez. That's Mark's son. And he's a great drummer. He's really coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really getting tight with that. So we do that thing over there at the Elephant Room. That's a lot of fun. And then we also do a small quartet that we do at various Mexican restaurants, or little, you know, where, you know, if you need a quiet music, or, you know, we do like a flamenco style music on that. We kind of try to add everything else, but we don't use vocals with that. And then,
right.
You know, then when it comes to Gloria's and Oasis, we have to use our big group. That's our salsa group, and it's pretty much formatted with salsa. And Oasis, we kind of add everything, you know, different styles of music there, but we still stay with a salsa format. But our salsa format, we play it a little different than other bands. We actually jam on these songs. We're sort of a jam band that does cover songs when we do salsa music. And then we kind of throw our other stuff in there along with it, whether it's an original tune that I wrote or, you know, tunes.
Then you have the whole horn section there, too. You have a really big band.
Two singers, Juan Diaz, Joseph Duran, and then on the horn section, we use different players. And we got a real good xylophone player, well, Vibes, that's what I guess you would call that. And he's really good. John Best, he's like a master on that. I haven't heard anyone play like that around town.
Yeah, and you get some of the top dancers out there at the Oasis, you know. These are people that have been dancing their whole life. Right?
It makes me feel old. I guess it makes us old. I've seen them when they were 12 years old growing up. Now they're already out of college, and there's, you know, some of them are still coming around, all grown up, and they're really good at dancing.
Yeah, they've been dancing their whole lives.
Yeah, and pretty much a lot of the regulars as well. That's been kind of with us since 2002. You know, 2002, 2003, when we really started moving ahead more with the Latin stuff, the Latin salsa and jazz.
So, Michael, we played one of your songs. That was After the Rain, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's when we did our first Latin-flavored CD. We did that in 2000. We started in, 1999, finished it in 2001, actually released it in 2001. And that was a lot of fun. We did that downtown on 6th Street. I can't even remember the name of that studio we were recording at. But we did a lot of it, all the editing at Willie Nelson's studio. But we have other CDs as well. Our first two CDs, you know, in the beginning, at Real Vista, we did those in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2004, we released Rumba Caliente. That was a lot like the kind of Latin-flavored instrumental stuff mixed with vocals.
Right.
And then our recent one is Luna Llena. We released that in 2014, almost 2015, but like the very end of 2014. That one took a long time to release. We took a long time to do another CD. It's hard to spend a lot of money on CDs because you gotta walk in there with at least $25,000 to do a good CD.
Right.
You know, at least a decent one. And just right now, the tech stuff has gotten so worse. People aren't even buying CDs anymore. They're downloading the music. So we used to make all our money off the CDs by selling them off stage. And we can make a quick buck, at least make a lot of our money back. But since they're not buying CDs, it's real hard to move them.
Yeah, so maybe you can talk about that, you know, the techies.
Most people are downloading songs off their phone. So, and then you got to go through a company like Apple or CDBaby.com or whoever hosts their MP3s online. And basically they get half of it and you get the other half.
Unless
you're like someone real famous who sells 20 million albums or, you know, 5 million, you know, whatever, 5 million, you'll make money. But like the small guys like us, we won't, because they take half the money and it takes forever to get, you know, get to you.
Okay. So if people actually buy physical CDs, it helps
that's
you a lot
hard
more
to move
than...
right now.
It's
better for us if they bought them off the stage, then, you know, then we can get our money back. Because it's hard to go to justify doing a CD, you know, for $25,000, you know, up to $30,000 sometimes. If you're over budget. You know, it depends on all the musicians you hire and how long
right.
it takes you to edit it and mix it and master it
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to not be able to sell them.
You sure.
So
sure.
Getting a record
so you're
deal.
So you better off.
I'm not trying to. You know, there's many ways to do it. There's a lot of other bands that are doing it, you know, that are doing it real successful off, you know, downloading. I've talked to several other bands like us that, you know, came out with a new CD and it was hard for them to move their CDs.
Right.
People aren't buying them.
Right. Right.
Some of the, you know, the old school people buy them, you know, so you could sign them and stuff like that. That's cool. That's,
mm-hmm.
you know, we like to do gigs like that where we can, where people will buy them and we can sign them. And,
yeah.
But
yeah.
But right
so,
now, it's all about having, you know, the MP3 on your phone. And,
yeah.
And that so that makes it really hard.
So where are you performing these days? I know you have an upcoming concert right here, a house concert on March 29th, right here in Pflugerville,
Texas.
That's
going to be fun. Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to that.
That'll be fun. A nice little intimate crowd right here.
And we also have the Elephant Room coming up next week. That'll be fun
uh-huh.
with Joe Morales on sax.
Okay, what day is that?
That's Saturday, February the 25th.
Okay.
We go on at 9:30. So if you want to get to the Elephant Room, you might want to go a little early there. Because the line's pretty long.
and they don't.
Almost 45 minutes in line.
Yeah, and they're
very strict
about
the
fire code. They won't let people in once they reach mm-hmm. Then you have to wait until people leave.
Yeah.
So you want to get there in time to get in.
It's a fun place to play. For some reason, we shine real good there. We do our own sound. And, you know, it's just the way it is, the acoustics in there and that kind of thing. Yeah. But, we look forward to doing the Oasis. We'll be going on our 20th year or 21st year. I have to look on that.
Wow.
But, that's how long we've been playing there.
We'll be starting in
March the 12th. I guess that would be spring break weekend.
At the Oasis?
Yes.
All right. That was my next question. All right. So that'd be starting again. So we're going to play the other song that you sent. You sent Constant Motion.
That's off our CD, Latin Brute.
Okay. Well, we're going to don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back. Hang on the phone. We're going to play a little of that song.
Thank you.
All right, and that was the brew. So Michael, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, we're gonna get your brothers. we're gonna get your brothers on the phone too to join us. There's Mark and
right.
Joe. Before we go off the air, I just wanted to say hello to all of you guys.
Hello. Hey, how you guys doing? I was listening to it, Mara.
All right. Okay. So, looking
can you hear? We're all on together, the three of us. That's good.
Yeah. So, looking forward to having you all you guys playing at the house concert.
Yeah, you have a beautiful home. You have a beautiful home. This is Mark speaking.
Yeah, I can tell.
Michael forgot to tell you, Mara, that we play at Tamale House East every Thursday. It's free.
Oh,
from 7 to 10. There's a and it gets a big crowd. It's free, and the food is great. They've been around for like 100 years or something.
100
They've been
years.
Around for long. Now, I'm saying like they've been around for at least, I would say, 40 years. That establishment. They had an old Tamale House East, but then they sold it, I think. Or it was called El Tapatia or something. I forgot.
Right.
I think Tapatia Restaurant. And they changed it to Tamale House.
And you're
the
there every Thursday.
Yes, and it's free, and it's a really good place to go. And then on Fridays, every Friday, we're by your house in Pflugerville in Round Rock area at a place called Tortuga Flats Mexican Ice House. That's free, too.
Mm-hmm.
We play more of a flamenco jazz style there, and it's outside on the patio. Trey's the owner, and he's a really good guy. I mean, the food is excellent there.
Trey Dotson.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a fun place.
Yeah, and all the places that we play at are mostly free. And you can bring
mm-hmm.
and they're family oriented. I mean, family friendly. You can bring
right.
We also will be doing a South by Southwest show at the Four Seasons on March the 13th.
Oh, great. March the 13th?
That's a Monday. It's kind of like they'll be, kickoff of the South by Southwest.
At the Four Seasons. Excellent.
At the Four Seasons.
So now if people are interested in finding out where you're playing and if they want to buy some CDs, do you have one central website where they can go?
Brewmusic.com. But most of our stuff we do is, you were just talking to him. That's Facebook. He's the one who does all our Facebook. Mark.
And that's on Mark Rodriguez.
But the only problem with Facebook is after you have 5,000 fans or supporters, you got to pay like $30 a month, and it's really hard for musicians, So once you reach 5,000, it's a maximum, and then you got to give the Facebook corporation $30 a month. So, we've already reached our level.
Yeah.
They should
be
paying us.
And, did you tell people we did a CD a long time ago with Art?
You played on Art's CD several
years
ago.
Yeah, there were some good songs. I still listen to them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to rehearse a couple of those songs so we can do them at the party.
Excellent.
At the house party.
So you can all play. Excellent.
Yeah, and Mara, tell your fans or your supporters or your listeners that they ever need a band. We do house parties. We do weddings.
Right.
Yeah, that's the new thing everybody's doing now. I know bands that are touring, they're going all over the country just playing at houses. They go in there with a trio or a quartet
and they
play house parties.
So they can contact you through your website, brewmusic.com.
Yes.
Here's a phone number they can contact. Can I say it on the radio?
Sure.
It's 512-947-2318. Just tell them to ask for Mark, and then I can give them some other numbers to go to.
Okay, great. I will post all of that on my web post about this
and
program.
And I'm excited to play at the house party. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun.
And remember, tell them whenever they go see us play, they'll love it because, like I said, it's family friendly. You can always, except for like the Elephant Club and Gloria's.
They won't be disappointed.
They won't.
No, definitely won't be disappointed. I can tell you that.
Yeah, we need to keep the live music going. And thank you so much for interviewing us because it helps us talk to the people.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for coming on the program. And,
yeah, I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And I will post your website on my web post about this program later. So,
okay, thank you so much.
All right. Well,
thank
you guys
you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. See you soon.
Okay.
All right. So before we go off the air, let me let you know what's coming up next week right here on Dr. Mara Carpell and Your Golden Years. Next Sunday, February 26th, we have another great program, and we have martial artist, musician, poet, dragon boat racer, therapist, sculptor, Johnny Tai, who joins us from British Columbia to talk about his experience as a completely blind man, totally blind man, introducing Krav Maga martial arts to the blind community in British Columbia. So I think that will be really interesting. And we will have more. We always have music and other topics, so stay tuned for that and be sure to tune in next Sunday. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this program and see all of the website links that we discussed on the program, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com, and all of that will be posted later tonight. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpell, Your Golden Years. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Rommel DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Jeremy Robinson and their brew, Michael, Mark, and Joe Rodriguez. And thank you to Laura Gelazunas. And, of course, thank you to Art. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night, an inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Guidance offered by Dr. Carpell is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpell, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.